both his hands on the cold metal footboard of the hospital bed as he held up his own body. Jace pulled back his faded black leather jacket and revealed a SOG Bowie leather sheath holding his Fat Cat dual-tone titanium nitrate bladed folder. The 4.5-inch blade was ready with the double thumb studs, which allowed him to use either of his hands. He held it loosely in his right hand, feeling the lightness of it. Jace had utilized it many times with either of his hands, sometimes gutting a deer, sometimes slicing open a trout, or sometimes cutting a jugular vein. But this time he was on a mission of mercy. What he was doing was totally foreign to him.
"Cerberus legends don't let their brothers suffer," he stated bluntly as the blade flashed across the front of Fork's body and slid through the plastic air tubing as if the lifeline tube was made of soft butter. Jace gave one last look at Fork and then turned toward Mud. "Let's get the hell out of here." He didn't stay to watch as Fork's chest heaved in its attempt to breathe. Mud followed Jace down the hallway, through the parking lot. Jace swung his leg over the bolt. At first he had missed his old ride, but this powerful 942cc V-twin was his new freedom ride. He didn't look back to see if Mud was following, in part because he knew he would be, but mostly because he wanted to put as many miles between Fork and him as fast as he could. He couldn't even let his mind think about living life without Fork in it. The wind whipped his brown hair into his eyes and began to dry his lips. His helmet rattled on the back. He just kept thinking, "I can make the Oro Grande's Iron Hog before dark. The other guys will be there. They always are on a Friday night." The biker bar was on the National Trails Highway, the one more commonly known as Old Route 66, not far from the town of Victorville. From there, he would meet up with the rest of the group. They would all decide how to avenge Fork's murder. Even as he thought it, he couldn't believe it. Fork was murdered, shot in the gut like some fucking animal. Jace just had to focus long enough to get to that biker bar. He kept his front wheel on the white line, lane splitting all the way, easing between cars and trucks. Sometimes a driver would honk at him, or even swerve their car's front wheel at him in a game of chicken. "Any other time, buddy, I would rip your fucking face off. But not today. Not on the day Fork died. Shit! Fork's dead." The monotonous hum of his bike seemed to push any fighting thoughts out of his mind. Cars and trucks became a blur as he kept his hands on the bars, just moving straight ahead. Highway 15 was always clogged with traffic headed for Vegas. Friday nights were a hell of a time to head east. But the guys would be there at the bar waiting. Wrangler would understand what he had to do. Quake and Earth might not, as they were younger. For some reason, young people held on to their scruples and ideas better than older folks. "Well, what the fuck? I'll just have to give them a lesson." Jace revved his engine as he swerved around one of those new square black ice cube cars going the obligatory 55 miles an hour. "Damn it!" He didn't want it to happen, but it did, just like it always did when he was on open road. Those dang thoughts started to seep in and invade, getting in the way of his peace. "Not now. No damn memories now." Yet, there they were, flashbacks of Fork on his first bike. "Damn, I was jealous. Candy apple red and hot. And that new girlfriend, what was her name with those sharp pointed titties? Betty? Bella? No, it was Bantor. Who in the hell names their daughter Bantor?" He shook his head, remembering. Fork grinned. "So what do you think of her, Jace?" "Nice tits." "No, damn it, my bike. Man, I love this sweet ride." Fork squeezed the waist of Bantor with one hand as he patted the leather seat of his new bike with his other. Bantor's huge cocoa eyes kept looking right at Jace. But Jace's eyes seemed to glue themselves to her ivory mounts peering over her tiny tank top and those sharp points poking out, just for him. She was definitely one of those trophy broads, the kind that you walk into a room and all the guys' tongues hang out and the damn janitor has to drag out the mop to clean up the drool. "I want some of